This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So good afternoon. We just heard the announcement from opposition leader Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim following his meeting with the Yang di-Pertuan Agong. So joining us now on the line to help us sort of digest, you know, what was just announced is Dr. Bridget Welsh, Honorary Research Associate at the University of Nottingham Asia Research Institute. Welcome, Bridget. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. Very busy day indeed. Bridget, you know, so what do you make of Anwar's announcement? You know, what do you reckon is his next move following that?
Well, I think that right now the decisions and everything move forward are clearly not in his hands. And I think that's why I thought that the comments were quite measured as he was waiting to sort of respond to the public, but at the same time, you know, is put in a position where he has to wait.
And Bridget, based on reports on the ground and what you're seeing, how valid is Anwar's argument that he has sufficient MPs supporting him?
Well, I think the fact of the matter is that there's been quite considerable fluidity in how MPs are moving. And I think that, you know, what he might have had yesterday may not be the amount that he has today. And I think there still always is the question of when it will be tested. And of course, as you can see, he is not telling who are the people who were part of his coalition. And he's also not clearly stating that he's not made deals with those who have charges against him.
That's right. And, you know, he did keep stressing that this is going to be an inclusive government, you know. But if these MPs include those from the opposition, let's say, you know, UMNO and PAS especially, you know, how could this affect, you know, Pakatan Harapan's support base, both from the people as well as among their own MPs in Pakatan?
Well, I think that it will be a no-go area in terms of certain representation within Pakatan Harapan. This will affect the support of the AP and maybe even a month, leading to the breakup of Pakatan Harapan. So I think it depends who is in the composition.
That's right. And, you know, do you think this might, you know, come to impact the public's perception of Dato' Sri Anwar himself, you know, from also both his supporters and, you know, within the opposition parties?
The whole thing is affecting Anwar's perception. His credibility is on the line.
Oh, dear. Okay.
This is really his last shot in terms of credibility.
And what can we expect from the Perikatan National Government next, especially as we are now battling the third wave of the pandemic in Malaysia? What are the possible next moves from them?
Well, we have to wait and see. But I think that yesterday we saw concerns about the use of the police. We've seen this lockdown, which has not been fully justified in Selangor and other areas. So these are raising questions in the public about how the government is responding. We will see, of course, how other pressures, because I think, as we've seen, the games of throne or games of the prime ministership has continued. It hasn't ended. We're just in another chapter. And I think this chapter is now on hold. But I can clearly there will be reactions from the other sides. And I use the word sides because there are multiple in terms of how things move forward.
And, you know, Dato' Sri Anwar kept saying, also stressed that, you know, it's not about cutting deals with those facing criminal charges and those sorts of things, right? But is there a chance that the MPs who have agreed to join Anwar, presumably those maybe from Zaid Hamidi's faction in UMNO, is there a chance that they're doing so just to sort of force a snap election?
Well, look, I think, you know, they describe three factions in UMNO. The desperados, the people who have cases against them, it's less than 10. Zahid Hamidi is among them, and his case is supposed to be scheduled later for this month. Then we have the group in the middle, which is the largest number. I call them the floaters. They're not necessarily hierarchical in terms of who they personality-based, but they move. And they're looking for something that's more secure. They're looking to position the party, but at the same time, they're more flexible. They also are concerned about the part how the government has, Bersatu has treated them, and they're concerned about governance in Muhyiddin. And then the third group is the diehards. These are the party people, what I call, they want to protect the party. And they are concerned how Bersatu has been pushing and displacing UMNO, as would happen in Sabah. And many parts of these party protectors do not like the current leadership within UMNO, mm-hmm. especially the desperados. But the desperados have the levers of power of control within the party. They control the UMNO, the apparatus, the divisions, and others. So this is a fight also within UMNO that is playing out in the national stage. You know, how these groups move and evolve and who is able to maintain their loyalty will be very crucial. The concerns are that the desperados are trying to push for their cases to be resolved or at least postponed. And, of course, a number of these factions also won elections, but I think there's also been a recognition in this last week that elections are not viable. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that they aren't still pushing. So what we're seeing is pressures towards a unity government. But the question becomes is how much disunity is in that government, as well as who is actually in that government, because that will determine how much unity there actually is.
Hmm. And Bridget, everything is still sort of up in the air right now. We are still waiting for official confirmation from the king. But if nothing comes of this and the PN government remains as is, what does that do to Anwar's political career?
Well, I think this has been the fourth time he said he's had the numbers. And I think that this is probably his biggest test. The questions, you know, it's not just about numbers. I think the concerns are, why play these games when the country's economic and health concerns are so serious? And, of course, their argument might be that they're doing it for the country. But it doesn't necessarily see that way for many people. They see this as something destabilizing. And many Malaysians are asking themselves about what they really want at this particular point. Mm-hmm. And, of course, everyone wants better governance, but what they see, how they see that and how they interpret that is quite different. So I think this is a test for Anwar, and it is probably his biggest test yet, because he's not only affected the national reputation of the country, he's affected the international relationship of the country in terms of how it's being perceived and affecting the economy and others. And if he fails to deliver substantively on the same strong majority, then I think his credibility will be seriously affected. And there will possibly be pressures not only in Pakatan Harapan, but also pressures in terms of new leadership and an emergence of new leaders, which many people are already looking to.
That's right. And, you know, speaking of some old leaders, the rumor has it that Tengku Razali and Lim Guan Eng, you know, they're also meeting the Yang Dipertuan Agong this afternoon. Do you know anything about that? You know, do you know or do you have any ideas what might come out from those meetings?
We do know that there is a meeting scheduled at 2:00 and there may be a new configuration. So we have to see how that plays out in terms of the numbers of support that is there. I think that also the same questions that we've asked about the majority with Anwar Ibrahim, which should be asked about any unity government, who's in it, can they work together, do they have the numbers, are they doing things in a way that can meet the constitutional requirements in terms of the process of how it's going about. I think these are going to be legitimate questions that may be asked later this afternoon.
Okay, all right. And, you know, lots going to happen, I think, over the next few days. But thank you so much for joining us today. I'm sure we'll be in touch some more to, you know, get your insights on what's happening.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It's going to be a long story. But Malaysia has drama. And since lockdown is definitely providing much of it.
Oh, dear goodness. All right. Well, thank you so much, Bridget.
Take care.
I've been speaking.
Bye-bye. Wishing for the best for everyone. Take care.
Thank you, Bridget. So that was Dr. Bridget Welsh, Honorary Research Associate from the University of Nottingham Asia Research Institute, sharing her insights on, you know, Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim's latest announcement following his meeting with the Yang Dipertuan Agong. So, you know, as Bridget says, this is going to be a very long story, and we will keep you updated throughout the day with anything that we hear. So do stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.